I'm Jeff Booth, and this is Faith Friday here on the Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education. So over the years, evangelical Christianity has changed. It has become more cult-like, and now it seems like it has become the cult of Donald Trump. And yes, the views that they espouse right now are so contrary to what Christ taught that they are indeed a heretical branch of Christianity, no more faithful to Christian precepts than the radical Islamic fundamentalists who go out and commit terror in the name of Allah. But it goes deeper than that, and they're more dangerous than that, because at heart, they don't believe in our American ideals. They want a Christian nation. They do understand that when they come out and say that, no, they don't really want a theocracy, because that doesn't play well, so they say Christian nation. But it's the same thing. They want a theocracy, and they're working towards that. And a theocracy has absolutely nothing to do with our constitutional form of government. In fact, it's the very thing that our founding fathers wanted to avoid. This evangelical support for both theocracy and authoritarianism has been very well documented. And there's a new book out by Andrew Whitehead. It's called Believe Me, The Evangelical Road to Donald Trump. And Trump is pretty much the man who has violated every one of the Ten Commandments. And let's start with the first one. You're not supposed to lie. Well, of course, it's a little more nuanced. But still, we get the general idea in Christianity that lying is bad. And the Washington Post, that does fact-checking, has, as of mid-February, had a tally of 8,718 false or misleading public statements by the president since he assumed office. So why are evangelicals okay with a man who lies with virtually every breath if it's one of the key things that the Bible says you're not supposed to do? Well, research shows that the Ninth Commandment is subject to amendment if you think like an authoritarian. This research was published in the journal Personality and Individual Differences, and it finds that Republicans in general are more likely than Democrats or Independents to consider overt lying of a politician morally acceptable behavior. And this is especially true for evangelicals. One study found that people who had high scores in their testing on right-wing authoritarianism were more tolerant of lying in general, and these were generally moderate to large results. Many evangelicals are not American patriots. They're just the opposite. Many of them see themselves as at war with our American form of government. They call themselves patriots, but what they mean by that is very, very different from what the rest of us mean. And they see secular humanists, which basically is anybody who doesn't believe exactly as they believe, they see them as the enemy, and they're incapable of understanding the kingdom of God and what that really means. So they convince themselves that they are permitted to lie to non-believers and others in order to do God's work. This is called a godly lie. They know that they're lying, or they don't care that they're lying. It's a necessary lie, so it's okay. Sanctioned by God. They are wrong because the Bible is essentially presented to evangelicals as an authoritarian source. You can't question it. You have to believe every word is literally true. They already come with an authoritarian mindset and are strongly attracted to authoritarian leaders. Now, for authoritarianisms, there's always an evil force. So for some of them, Donald Trump's lying is just okay because the other things that he's doing are so important, and sometimes you have to lie to the enemy, which is everyone who doesn't agree with them. And there's the other group of people who just deny that he lies. They will flat out state that Trump lies no more than any other president in recent U.S. history, even though it's been documented that he lies exponentially more than any other figure in the presidency in U.S. history. And that's another problem with these evangelical Christians. They live in a world of magic. There's devils and evil forces all around them. So they become, over time, kind of disconnected from reality. And they're warned that they need to stay together, that the outside world is working against them. So they don't actually believe in authority and listening to experts, people who know what they're talking about. They're more interested in the strongman figures who say what they want to hear. So facts don't mean anything to them. And I'm speaking of them collectively. I'm not saying that every evangelical is this way, but the majority of them, the vast majority, are. We also see the world in very black and white terms. There's the good guys, and there's the bad guys. They don't do nuance. And because the very central thesis of the way they see their religion is that there's this horrible, evil devil coming out to get them, bad guys are at the very core of their belief system, and they need to have people to be bad guys, to blame for their problems. But because they're disconnected from reality, they don't look at people who might actually be bad guys. They look at whatever threat an authoritarian figure is ranting about, and we know who that figure is and who they're ranting about. And then that group becomes the enemy, which is the classic authoritarian move. Chris Hedges is a best-selling author, and in a recent interview with Chauncey DeVega on Salon, Christ talked a lot about wealth and the problems associated with it. He's rather firm on this point. Yet authoritarians seem to be attracted to people who have wealth and seem to think that they are morally superior, contradicting the message of the Bible that is very, very clear. And then there's the big conundrum where evangelicals seem obsessed about other people's sex lives. They're anti-premarital sex, they're anti-pornography, they're anti-gay, they're anti-abortion, but this seems to only apply to non-Christians, people they see as their enemy. And it doesn't seem to apply to Donald Trump, who has appeared in Playboy videos, who had an affair with a porn star, who has been accused over and over again of sexually assaulting women, with the most recent allegation being after he was elected. The way he has talked about sexuality and about women and the things that he has actually done, that would have made him the Antichrist to evangelicals if he were a Democrat. But because Republicans are the anti-gay party, the anti-abortion party, the two top things that they speak about, and both topics that Christ never ever did, that they're willing to accept anything as long as our laws prohibit abortion and go back to making gay people's lives miserable. And of course, his hatred of immigrants is completely antithetical to Christianity. Christ himself was an immigrant, and yet it's all good with him, and it seems baffling to the rest of us. But it makes a lot of sense if you don't think of Trump as a political leader. You think of him, as Chris Hedges argues, as a cult leader. And that what people want from a cult leader is vastly different from what they want from a political leader. A political leader has feet of clay. A cult leader can never be wrong. Again, according to Chris Hedges, he says, the followers want the cult leader to be omnipotent. You want them to be able to break all the rules because you identify with them to such an extent that their increase in power is an increase of your own power. They believe that their fealty to the cult leader means that they're protected. And that's why it will be virtually impossible to persuade these evangelicals who are strongly supporting Trump that there is anything wrong. Because in their minds, he literally can do no wrong. And even if they admit that he falls short, well, he's been ordained by God. And who are we to question who has been ordained by God? Well, here's the problem for them. There is no authority on earth who can actually determine that Trump is ordained by God. And evangelical Christianity is all about hierarchy and obedience. A wife is supposed to obey her husband. Children are supposed to obey their parents. They are taught to respect and obey the government, no matter how corrupt it becomes. Or, unless, of course, a Democrat becomes president. And that's the problem. They argue that Republicans are God-ordained and that Democrats are of the devil. And having been in evangelical circles, I will tell you, obedience is drummed into you over and over. So they're great followers. They're really good at following someone. And what they're looking for as someone to follow is someone who is an authoritarian. Now, you may be thinking to yourself, well, this is not really particularly rational. And I will argue, no, it isn't. Because you don't think rationally when you're evangelical. You try not to think too hard about things just in general. Because questioning things, well, that's of the devil. They tend to be followers, but not deep thinkers. and they act more like they're in the cult of Trump than they are followers of Christ.